It's time now for this week's local youth sports beat on Connect FM. A look at District 9 and PIAA baseball and softball playoffs. Going back to last Wednesday in 4A sub-regional softball championship play, Punxsutawney knocked off Somerset 9-1. Lindy Reed, Allie Manners, and Brindley Hallman each belted a home run for the Lady Chucks. Reed finished the game 4-for-4 at the plate with four Punxsy runs batted in. And McKenna Gula was the winning pitcher for the Lady Chucks. She gave up only one hit and one unearned run, and she struck out 12. In the 3A sub-regional softball championship game, St. Mary's fell to Hickory of District 10, 6-1. Then on Thursday last week in the single-A sub-regional play-in game, Kerwinsville fell to Myersdale of District 5, 13-2. The Lady Tides' Ava Hainsey had two hits in the game. Moving into the PIAA baseball and softball playoffs on Monday, it was round one in 5A baseball. Dubois knocked off Montour of District 7, 2-1. It was the first state baseball playoff game win for Dubois since 2014. Beavers pitcher Noah Farrell gave up only one unearned run on five hits, and he struck out 13 Montour batters. And coming up tomorrow, Dubois will face the District 7 5A champs. That's Upper St. Clair. Tune in for Dubois Beavers Baseball on Sunny 106 at 12 noon on Thursday. The game will come your way live from Homer City's First Commonwealth Field, and you can also watch at tricounty.tv. In single-A baseball, on Monday, Elk County Catholic was a 4-3 winner over Sarah Catholic of District 7. And tomorrow, the Crusaders face the District 6 1A champs, Claysburg Kimmel. That will be the quarterfinal round of the playoffs. The game begins at 4:30 Thursday afternoon at First Commonwealth Field in Homer City. In 5A softball on Monday, Dubois was shut out by North Hills of District 7, 3-0. In single-A softball, Dubois Central Catholic moved past Juniata Valley of District 6, 5-4. The game went 8 innings. DCC's Reese Finksler singled in Lily Sachs, the winning run in the extra frame. Sachs was 4-for-5 in the game, and she scored 2 of the Lady Cardinals' runs. The Lady Cardinals will go up against Union of Newcastle Thursday afternoon at 4, and that PIAA quarterfinal round game will be played at Slippery Rock University. In a couple of other games on Monday in AA softball, Brockway fell to Neshanic of District 7, 14-8. And in 4A softball, it was District 7's Blackhawk getting by Punxsutawney, 12-7. That is this week's local youth sports beat on Connect FM.